أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنه لتذكرة للمتقين وإنا لنعلم أن منكم مكذبين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala in different ways explained how pure the Quran is and how it is protected from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and that Allah Ta'ala will not accept and will not allow any changes whatsoever in the Quran Sharif. And Allah has given the promise that till the day of Qiyamah, the Quran Sharif will remain as it is. And Allah Himself will be the protector. In fact, as it has rightly been said, that it is not the Hafiz who protects the Quran Sharif, but it is Allah who protects the Hafiz. Allah, because there is no Nabi to come, so if anyone changes anything in the deen, Allah Himself will protect it. And the Quran Sharif is not only the words of the Quran, but the meaning of the Quran Sharif also. So always Allah will keep such people alive who will the actual meaning of the Quran as taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will remain in the world forever till the day of Qiyamah. It is then up to us that who we want to follow and who we want to choose. But the truth, Allah will keep that flame burning all the time and it will be there. It is for us that we see that we choose the correct path and we follow the correct way. Further, in different aspects, Allah explains again about the Quran Sharif and what the great honor of the Quran Sharif is. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Or ye nasihat hai darne walo ko. And this is an advice, the Quran Sharif, an admonishment, but it isn't for everyone. It is lil muttaqeen, those who want to follow the right path, those who have in them the more concern of the akhirat and the concern of the true deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a reminder, a continuous reminder for them. And for that we have to recite the Quran Sharif regularly. And one of the miracles of the Quran Sharif is that even if we don't understand it, we recite it regularly, the meaning of the and the purport of the Quran will come into our hearts and into our lives. Therefore, tilawat of Quran Sharif is an absolute necessity. More than that, from the correct tafsirs and the correct explanations of the Quran Sharif, we should also take lesson and understand the Quran Sharif. In that way, we will be able to benefit other people also. And get the Quran Sharif from those people who have got it in chain, from those that comes from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not people who give their own opinions in the Quran Sharif and who take out their own meanings of the Quran. But that meaning which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained and which has come to us and which is with us till today, and it is strongly still with us, so we should follow that. And this is a reminder for those people. But unfortunately, that is not the case. Allah explains, وَإِنَّا لَنَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مِنْكُمْ مُكَذِّبِينَ. اور ہم کو معلوم ہے کہ تم میں بعضے جھٹلاتے ہیں. But we know that there are amongst you, there are those who disbelieve and who falsify the true teachings of the Quran Sharif. Allah says we are fully aware, and don't think that you're going to get away from it. Allah will take you to task for that. When you will try and interpolate and change the meanings of the Quran, and you don't follow the true teachings of the Quran. Also, the muttaqeen, those who follow the true teachings of the Quran, the mufassirin say, have always been few. There are few people who follow the true teachings of the Quran Sharif. And the others, the majority, who follow their own way. Allah says, we are fully aware of you. And on its time, we will take you to task. Whether it is in this dunya or the akhirat, but the true teachings of the Quran Sharif has to be followed. And those who openly deny the Quran Sharif, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. اور وہ جو ہیں پچھتاوا ہے منکروں پر. Those who deny the Quran For them, it will be a source of great sorrow. When they will see the clear results on the day of Qiyamah, they will blame themselves terribly and say, when the truth was manifest in front of us, why did we not accept this truth? Why did we not follow the true teachings of the Quran Sharif? But of course, that will be too late. Fortunate is that person who realizes it in this world, and before his heart becomes hard, he accepts the true teachings of the Quran Sharif. As far as amal, there can be weakness, and we ask Allah forgiveness from that weakness. But as far as accepting the truth, there should be no weakness in that. We should accept it wholeheartedly. As Allah has explained, that our conviction on the Quran Sharif is also weak. وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينِ اور وہ جو ہے یقین کرنے کے قابل ہے. Our what we believe in the Quran Sharif, Mufassirin write, that is still very weak. We must be able to have that full conviction, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were prepared by Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they would not accept the Quran 100%. They accepted it, every teaching of the of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When, for example, the Sahaba went to some foreign kings and they laid silken carpets for them in their honor. When the Sahaba went, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they poked holes in it with their sword and they removed it. So they asked them, we did this for you in your honor. Why are you doing this, poking holes in a silken carpet which was very expensive, and you're just throwing it away like a bird, like a dirty rag? Why are you doing this? They said, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade us from using silk. So much of yaqeen they had, they did not consider anything. That yaqeen we have to try and develop. Complete on Allah. What Allah has revealed, no matter what the world says, whatever our mind says, whatever our eyes see, but what Allah has revealed, what His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, we must have 100% full conviction on that. And also, that we our amal must be also according to that. We know we are weak, we are very weak, but that weakness must not be an excuse also. We have to work to become strong, and we accept it wholeheartedly, and we practice also properly. Though these will be few people, but these will be the successful people. So this is a very important aspect also of the Quran Sharif and of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a Muslim must have complete and full conviction that is the absolute truth. Then when it comes, for example, to the matters of inheritance, we must not have doubt, but the Quran, what it says, we will follow the Quran Sharif's teachings. When it comes to the matters of interest, we will not move this way or that way, what the Quran Sharif says. When it comes to the matter of parda, what the Quran Sharif says, we accept it wholeheartedly. And for us, our weakness, which actually is not supposed to be there, but accept our weakness. Make tawbah, istighfar for what we cannot do, but don't try and change the Quran Sharif. Further, Allah Ta'ala says and completes the surah with فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. اب بول پاکی اپنے رب کے نام کی جو ہے سب سے برا. And this fits in perfectly with this, that, oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will teach this to the people, but many, many are not going to accept your teachings, and this is going to hurt you. You are 100% convinced. Allah showed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam Jannat and Jahannam with His eyes in Mi'raj, and He knew what is good for people, and Allah filled His heart with compassion for people, that nobody must suffer. Everyone must be on the right path and go to Jannat and get saved from all adab of dunya, qabr, akhirah, jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very hurt when people did not accept and they did not listen to his teachings. So Allah consoles him. In those cases, you engage in the zikr of Allah, make tasbih, and that will be a great, great source of peace of mind and consolement of heart. It will give you strength in your heart and in your mind. Your strength will be built when you'll engage in making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So this is when people don't listen and you're trying to explain to them what is good for them, but they don't want to accept, then you turn to Allah. and you engage in the zikr of Allah, Allah will give you great consolement in there. Allah will give you peace of mind, contentment of heart. Allah will strengthen your heart and mind. When this ayat was revealed, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, put this in your ruku. So till today we read in our ruku, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي الْعَظِيمِ. And when the ayat was revealed, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, put this into your sajda. So till today we read in our sajda, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي الْأَعْلَى. And in our ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. So yeah, this ayat showed the truthfulness and the absolute authority of Quran and Hadith. And this is where the enemy is trying to make us weak in this. That we must not accept the Quran as it is. We must use our understanding also. Use your brains also. And make it fit into the present times. But Allah says that believe in it and accept it and practice on it as it is. Then you can dream of the successes of the Sahaba coming to you. But if you want to change the Quran and what great successes came to the Sahaba, how can we expect that come to us? May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness. Alhamdulillah, the surah Al-Haqqa has been completed. May Allah give us tawfiq to have that yaqeen and iman and the amal accordingly. وآخر دعوانا